ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Presented by Zadot Jewelers. KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Vasquez, beaten away by Buffon. And then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Lionel!
Ramel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise! La Pantarita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome in, everybody. A big show in store for you tonight. Excited to bring you this one tonight because I'm really hoping for your participation in this. Phone lines are going to be open throughout the show. This version of Soccer Matters tonight is about you and the things that you enjoy and like about football, your clubs, your teams. You want to talk about them, you call tonight. Certainly there'll be a lot with the Houston Dynamo tonight as well. As always, our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. You're going to notice a particular theme tonight in the break music I've chosen. Did you notice that, Aaron, when I sent you that today?
I did.
Yeah. Anything in there that you kind of went, what is that?
Let's see.
Scratch your head on any of those bands and songs?
The only band that I didn't really know was Walla Voodoo.
Really?
The rest I have heard of and I've listened to before.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, good. Well, you're a good music guy anyway, so that doesn't surprise me at all. You doing good?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. Very, very good. Looking forward to this show tonight. And as always, we thank you for your contributions to it. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Call-in number tonight, 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-ESPN. Two stellar guests tonight. Mexico is in Austria preparing for their friendlies against South Korea and Japan. We're going to go to Austria. We're going to speak with El Tri's center back, Hector Moreno. It's an exclusive. And looking forward to that. There's some things we're going to talk about when it comes to defending in a three-back, three central defenders with two laterals. We're gonna talk about defending in a 4-4-2 with him. We're going to talk to him about Tata Martino and his influence on the Mexican national team, which is getting younger, and kind of what his role is in his conversations with Tata Martino. So Hector Moreno, you're not going to want to miss it. Excellent guy, by the way, as well. Dynamo coach Tab Ramos. Now, you gotta notice one thing in this year. This has been a tough year for the Houston Dynamo. There's no question. Tough. It's a very hard year for everybody involved. But I'll tell you, you got to give Tab Ramos tremendous credit because from his pulpit as the coach of the Houston Dynamo, he has not shied away from any media. He speaks to everybody. And what does that tell you? That is just so important because his connection to fans, his ability to talk about his team, his confidence in talking about his team during the good and bad times, this is how you attract a fan base. Your key people talking to your fans. So guess what? So it made me think. Let me do something nice for the Dynamo fan base. I think Tab may like this idea. I went to Tab and I said, would you be interested in taking phone calls? So that's what we're going to do tonight. When Tab Ramos comes on, he'll take your phone calls. And you know what? Hopefully I'll ask him one question and the rest will all be you. But he has been refreshing. He's been authentic. He's helped out on every single TV broadcast. He understands the importance and power of the media. And look, good coaches do that. They know that. They get their ideas across, their messaging across. It helps everybody to understand what they're working on, what they're trying to do. And I said this before the season, 4-3-3 was going to be tough with this roster, athletically, with a couple of players that, when the ball turns over, aren't necessarily made for defending. And this is not being disrespectful, that it was always going to be a challenge. And now he's going to have the time and hopefully resources to mold this roster into what he wants. So it's going to be interesting. Looking forward to having Tab on as well. So Dynamo fans, it's your opportunity tonight. 713-780-3776. That is the number to call in. So let me just get some Dynamo stuff out of the way and see if we can shake a few people out of the bushes to get some early phone calls in here. Number one, Minor Figueroa and Boniac Garcia called in by Honduras. There is huge flooding problems, you do know, in Honduras. So there's been people reaching out for support, finances, things sent there to help Honduras and that country. The former Dynamo Carlo Costley also involved with that, but a lot of the name Honduran soccer players. Hats off to them. Ari Lasser goes to Costa Rica for a friendly against Qatar, or Qatar, who is hosting the next World Cup in 2022. And Wilfried Zahibo, representing the Central African Republic in African Cup of Nations qualifiers against Morocco. Now, you know, we all wonder sometimes why people are called up. That's definitely not for current form. That's for what Central African Republic believes Wilfried Zahibo can do for them. So you get interesting call-ups sometimes. It's like Tim Weah with Greg Berhalter in the U.S. national team. People are saying, well, he's hardly played much. Well, you know, there's assessment going on. These are friendlies. In the case of the Central African Republic, those are qualifiers for the African Cup of Nations. So just to kind of clarify things there. All right, so the reality about the Dynamo. Tab Ramos has completed year one. This is a project. He needs time and resources. 14 players are out of contract. It's the last year of GM Matt Jordan's contract. That is my understanding as well. One out of the last seven seasons, the Dynamo in the playoffs. They did win the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup 2018. Zarek Valentin and Memo Rodriguez have been re-signed. Zarek's contract announcement coming today. Mateo Bahamic has been loaned back to Instituto. You heard me mention that on the Dynamo broadcast with Eddie Robinson and Cindy Brumbano. This is obviously a no-brainer. This is a good move. It's the same thing that Austin FC and Claudio Reyna and Josh Wolf did with their two signings, Rodney Redis and Cecilio Dominguez. You don't want a guy sitting around for 5 months, and it may be that long, before MLS gets back going. I mean, we've heard April, we've heard May. I don't think you're going to see any games in February when it comes to Major League Soccer. And I don't think you're going to see any in March either. I think everybody needs a collective sigh. Everybody needs an opportunity to reboot. And also the extended time may help when it comes to a vaccine and other things that are COVID related. And let's hope that this is a year we can all get back in stadiums. That's big. So if you have any comments on any of this, 713-780-3776. So a good move on Mateo Bahamic. A very good move there. And then we're going to get to the phone lines because calls are coming in already. The RGV Dynamo partnership has one more year. So will the Dynamo extend it, get their own USL franchise? That can cost you up to $7 million. Or bypass the USL, who doesn't know when they're going to start. They may start as late as June. And simply maybe play in the new under-23 league that's been proposed. Darwin Quintero, for me, the clear MVP of the team. A rebrand of the logo is coming. I've seen the feedback from the fans. The 4-3-3 for Tab, it's a work in progress. And again, we're going to talk about that. And let's go to the phone lines because people are certainly getting with it. Let's go to Aaron, who wants to talk about Arsenal. Aaron.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's going on, Aaron?
Nothing much, just working. I wanted to talk about Arsenal. They're my favorite team. I was just wondering what you think their future looks like under Mikel Arteta after we beat Man U and then lose to Aston Villa. They've been a frustrating team in the past, look like they're going to in the future. I was just wondering what you were thinking. I was going to call or hang up and listen. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much for that phone call. Well, I think Mikel Arteta, it was a great move to hire him. I don't think there's any question. To get him after being sort of under the tutelage of Pep Guardiola is a good thing. I think he's done some wonderful work. I'm pretty impressed, actually, with what he's done. I do think they've had some up-and-down results like everybody else. They did a great job of re-signing Aubameyang. That had to take some, you know, some real work because he had a lot of suitors. Arsenal's 11th in the table. They played 8 games, 4 wins, 4 losses. It's about 50-50. So what puts them over the top to go on a bit of a run? But I think Arteta is a great choice. I think it's going to come down to resources in the future, what you're going to give him, and what he gets out of some of the younger talent that's there. But Arsenal, for me, is a far more interesting team now. I don't think there's any question. Now, conversely, you look at Manchester United, who you mentioned, they're 14th. So it's a really up-and-down year. Sheffield United, who was everybody's darling last year, is now 20th in the table. There's a lot of interesting things going on. Leeds is now cooling off a little bit with everybody excited about Bielsa there. They've cooled off. They're in 15th. So I think this is a year where you're going to see all kinds of differing teams lose games. You've seen it with Liverpool. Van Dijk is out with them. Southampton is in 4th place. Every weekend it can be different. I think we don't understand how difficult the COVID challenge is. Let's keep it going. Let's go to Billy. Billy wants to talk about the Dynamo.
Hey, Billy. Billy here. Thanks for taking the call, Glenn. Big fan of your show.
Thank
Long-time
you.
Listener, first-time caller. It's Qatar, not Qatar. But that's how
I've
say
heard,
it in Cyprus.
I've been corrected by a lot of people. There's a lot of word police out there these days. I've been told it's Qatar. I've been told it's
Qatar.
I'm a
detective. I'm a word detective,
sir.
Ah,
okay. Well, then where is your evidence that it is Qatar? How do you
We
know
don't
that?
Need evidence nowadays. Don't you watch the news?
No, I don't, actually. I don't, actually, sir. All right, Billy,
listen,
what's on your mind?
The Dynamo's on my mind. I'm sorry. I can't call about my English EPL team because my team is the Dynamo, and kind of want to vent. The more I think about it, the more this season is probably a wash with all the stuff. But my thing is just this whole organization is just like a circus. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I think personally, on a personal level, I'm sure everybody's very nice. But it's just there's just no. It's almost like they're not held accountable. It's like Brenner just gave them the roles, and they hired them just to kind of just blaze. What is this all about? This what is this hold it down? I don't want to sound terrible, but what does it mean? This hashtag. What did they come up with that? I mean, some of these guys in their marketing departments, have they ever been to a field in Houston? Do they know where Baylen Park is? So I guess what I'm driving at is the time has come to either sell the club maybe or get somebody here that's local. I know you're on TV and I hear you all the time. You have a great radio show. You've had it for years. I don't know how much you're involved with the Dynamo, but there's so many local people here you could call on. And I'm just going to spew things out. I don't want you necessarily to answer. It's more of a venting, and I appreciate that. But, the whole idea with the 365, the membership, how genuine can that be? Is that a Microsoft? Where did they get that from? So, all in all, you mentioned it earlier.
I mean, to be fair, a lot of teams do all this stuff, don't they? I mean, hashtag,
no,
it's all
I
part
mean,
of it. But, look, the one thing I would say is every day I'm involved with the Houston Dynamo, not just because of TV.
Good.
Every day I'm involved with it because I'm passionate about the team and the sport in the city. I would tell you this. I hope there is a lean, and I would say this league-wide, but also here, more towards the authenticity side of things. And what I mean by that is we do have a lot of authentic soccer fans here in Houston, and we're not reaching them. And we have to figure out a way to get to them so that the MLS product shines like the international product. Every weekend, we have bars filled with people of international teams from around the world. You can't tell me these aren't unique potential fans for Major League Soccer and its product, the Houston Dynamo, here. So I didn't mean to get off on that. I'll let you finish.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the line, you want accountability. You want transparency. I mean, geez, we're on this woke society right now. Where are they? It's almost like everybody's hiding behind the walls and just sort of, take responsibility. Like Matt Jordan, great guy. I'm sure, I think they all mean well. But there comes a time in someone's life where you can say, look, man, you're just not up for the job. You're not that good. The numbers prove that. I don't have it in front of me, the statistics, how many times they made the playoffs under Jordan and all this, but I'm done. Ever since they sold Ellis, this team has got no horizon, none whatsoever. They try, but how many times have we heard since we at least moved to the BBVA, oh, they play hard. No, I want you to play smart. I want you to play beautiful. I want you to play inspired. I don't want you to play hard. What does that mean? I play as opposed to what? So, you know, I hope people call in. But here's another thing that they have achieved, this organization. Apathy. There's nobody in this town that cares about the Houston Dynamo. They just roll their eyes and they laugh. And then the product on the field is obviously garbage. And I hope to God they don't put this on tab. Because that's another question that I like for you to ask Tab, or maybe somebody can call
him.
Well,
you heard my opening monologue. He needs time. I mean, he needs time. He's got tremendous ties with young players. I'm sure he's going to tell you tonight that he probably learned a lot about the first season in Major League Soccer. It's very different than being a coach of an under-20 national team. It's different. But you'll see. I think there were some positives out of the year. There's no doubt they get into the final third. There's no doubt they don't have the killer instinct in the final third. They became a different team without Albert Elise. I don't think there's any question. When that guy is not on the field for the Houston Dynamo, it's everybody looks at you differently. You're less fearful. I don't think there's any question. But, you know, these are questions for the coach to answer. And I'm really hoping that when Tab Ramos gets on tonight, that everybody out there, and I hope a lot of people call in and prove to me that you do care about the Dynamo by calling in and asking questions of Tab, you know, because he's been gracious to come on the show tonight. But I would just say this. I hope that I'm not asking the questions because I want to see if you out there are. And most of the questions and the responses I'm getting now is around the competitive side of the Houston Dynamo. And then to your point, relevancy in our community, and it, you know, we can't sit here and not be honest about where the club is. The club is not relevant in Houston. Okay, we'll make it quick because I'm up on a hard break here.
All right, real quick. I just want to say, Philly, 2 years ago, we took the cup away from them. Great achievement, right? But look at them winning the MLS Cup. There's just zero.
Well, they haven't won it yet, but they've definitely turned it around. They won the Supporters' Shield.
The Supporters, that's what I meant. All right, well, good show.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Lightning FC says we've missed the playoffs 6 out of 7 years, and we're last in the West. Invest or sell, that's what he says. All right, quick word here from my friends at Advantage BMW. I've driven one for years. I've leased. I bought from Advantage. I love the drive of a BMW. It's like no other. I drive a 5 Series, love it. The one thing I love at Advantage BMW, customer service, second to none. They'll have you covered. Sales, service, and finance can be done so easy. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Proud sponsors of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We'll take a break.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hi, this is Adam Lundquist from the Houston Dynamo, and thank you for listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis.
That's one you want back, Adam Lundquist. You know, the interesting thing is Adam, box to box, guy's got like 3 lungs. He hit a number of crosses that should have been finished this year. I mean, that guy would have 5 or 6 assists. I don't think he ended up with an assist this year. On the other hand, Zarek Valentin, who's not as much of a penetrator, he's more a support from behind outside back, had 3 assists. It's a good ball, too. But 2 differing outside backs. A lot of work to be done. Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. I just want to thank Jan Christensen, who's been a big supporter of the show. He's a huge soccer fan, by the way. Jan is unbelievable. I get tweets from him at differing hours of the day. Am I watching? I mean, I don't know how he can possibly watch all these games. So Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, it's been around a long time. Right now you can save $500 on the Wing Stressless Recliner and save $100 for delivery and assembly. It's $27.75 Fondra near Westheimer. Go in there, talk to Jan. Stressless recliners and sofas are unbelievable. They're from Norway. Comfort, function, excellent. And also, Jan, along with Soccer Matters, helped put on the radio the Dynamo and FC Dallas game. So we got to do that in English language radio, and that was a tremendous amount of fun. But there's your Houston soccer community at work. I reached out to people and said, hey, I can't take this one on my own. Somebody help me get this on the air. And Jan was there, and Eddie Robinson was on the call with me. It was a very strange day because I had a really bad case of vertigo. And at that point, I didn't want Eddie to come over to my house. I was not feeling good at all. And I was concerned about COVID-19, too. So I didn't want him to come to the house because I have my studio set up for us. So he went over to the studio, the Gal Media Studios, the ESPN Studios, and he was there, and I was at home, and we got through the broadcast. Anyway, we were glad some people were happy that we got it on the air. And then I had a COVID test, and I tested negative. So I did not want to go down to BBVA Stadium with all the great people that work on our TV broadcast, potentially getting anybody sick, especially people that are contract labor people like myself. All right, 713-780-3776. Who do we have, Aaron? Dustin, what's on your mind, Dustin?
Hey, Glenn. I've been a Dynamo fan since 2006, and I just had a question for you. How do you think if the 2006-07 Dynamo, with all their prime stars, Stuart Holden, Dwayne Dizar, Brian Ching, how do you think they would stack up against a 2020 Dynamo? If you put them out there for 90 minutes, would the 06-07 Dynamo team beat the 2020 team? Ooh, and I'm going to hang up.
That's a pretty good question. I like that. Well, 2006 and 7, those first two titles we were gifted here in Houston, that team, that was an accountable bunch of men. We're talking guys like Pat Onstad, Wade Barrett, Eddie Robinson, Craig Weibel. Remember, all these guys in their own right, to me, were very accountable soccer players. They called each other out, too. Believe me, I was at every practice back, well, not everyone, but I was at a lot of practices back in those days doing all those games, and I can tell you, those guys held each other accountable as well. Dominic Kinnear did a tremendous job transitioning them into Houston, but things were very different then. It was an 11 or 12 team league. It's completely changed. How would they do against this current team? Boy, that's a very difficult question. I think they do very well, actually. Their mentality is very, very strong. Very strong. Dwayne De Rosario providing in those two championship years. I mean, he was the playmaker. He was the man who made it sort of hum. You had the incredible hold-up play of Brian Ching and the finishing ability of Brian. You had Brad Davis. You know, the early years, Brad Davis generally didn't play a full 90 minutes. He'd get subbed out in the, you know, maybe around the 70th, 75th minute. There were some patterns that were there. And then Brad turned himself, as you remember, into someone who went to a World Cup, and then he was the focal point of the Dynamo once a number of the guys retired. But and I know I'm missing some people. Well, Richard Mulrooney, here's another one. Just outstanding players. I think it'd be a great game. Right now I'd put my money on the championship teams. I think that's a pretty easy one right now. The current team I think is very talented. I think it's very technical, probably more technical overall. But, the character and the backbone of those teams was really something. And I always enjoyed how accountable the players were. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. I'm just laughing here. Somebody sent me a very funny text, and I'm not sure that's a text I'm allowed to read on the air. So I don't think I'm going to. Tony, what's on your mind, Tony?
I actually have some questions for Tab. How are you doing, Glenn?
Well, Tab is going to be on at 7:40. I'm doing great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing so well. Should I just get back in line and wait for Tab, or should I just go at it?
I would get, but yeah, I mean, if you want if you want the vine and the platform to say something, you can now. But if you're really, if it's really all about you want to get to Tab, I would just wait because he's going to be on in the next segment.
I'm going to get back to Tab. I will see you in about, or I'll hear you about 10 minutes.
You got it. Thank you for calling into the show. Let's go to, Colin. Colin, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, Glenn, this is Colin. What's up?
How you doing, Colin?
All right, I got a question. So for the last four games of the season, Struna did not start or play. And when we needed a center back, we actually brought in Flame Mayor. And it's sort of like the talk around the community that Struna has fallen out. And I don't know, a lot of people don't think he's worth the big paycheck that he has. So what do you think? What do you think is going to happen that he didn't start the last four games and he seems to have a falling out?
Well, I think you've answered your own question. I don't know if there's a falling out, but I think from a performance perspective, what we saw from Kiki probably was not what you would expect when you're highest paid players. I think he's one of the two highest paid players on the team. When he came to the Houston Dynamo, Matt Jordan, the general manager, told us that he was here to be a leader, nurture other defenders. I mean, he seemed to really struggle, and I think that's why he fell out of favor, and that's why Victor Cabrera has been playing now. I think another advantage of Cabrera is he gets the ball off his feet quicker than I think Kiki did from the perspective of starting the attack from back there. You know, your big money players have to be your best players. I think there's no question about that. It's kind of a simple theory, but I think the guys you pay the big money have to be guys that are making a significant change to your team. And we know what one or two big money players with the right people around them can do in this league. No question. And teams are going out and getting them. You know, you saw what Minnesota United did with Reynoso. You know, you're getting guys that are 25, 26, 27 that are being brought in to be your game changers. Most of them are succeeding. A large portion of them are. But I don't think there's any question. When somebody doesn't play four games in a row and it's not an injury, it's performance-based. So I think you answered your own question, actually. Okay? Who we got now, Aaron? Who is it? Ethan? Nathan. What's up, Nathan? You're on the air, Nathan.
Hey, Glenn, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
The point I was trying to make there is, you know, we know where the season ticket holders stand and we know where the fans stand, you know, and we know we have media outlets like yourself and podcasts that are trying to put pressure on stuff, but there's stories to tell here that the mainstream media could be picking up on in times like now. You know, we've got no baseball, the Texans are what they are, there's no Rockets yet, and there are stories to tell about the Dynamo and maybe how they handled the critique of the Elise time here, you know, the prosperity and what we're looking forward to with Tab coming up. I just feel like the pressure needs to be on some of the mainstream media, and folks like yourself and 97.5 have done a great job to show objective approach to the media. But we, the fans and the season tickets, can only take us so far. We just need some more healthy input to make a change.
I don't think there's any question. Everybody needs healthy pressure. I need it. The players need it. I don't think the players get enough from the outside in Houston. We are one of the largest cities in America. We're diverse. I think we have a lot of very, very talented guys in local media, but they're not interested in covering the Houston Dynamo. They'll come in for the icing on the cake and, you know, some of these things. I'm sure they'll be there for the rebrand. They're not covering this team when it comes to how it plays, the ins and outs of soccer. It's more promotional and marketing type stuff. Those are the pieces that we get. Now, in their defense, they need a team that's successful and wins. And you sell a building out, you force them to come. But you can't tell them that it's their job to bring the healthy pressure. I think the Dynamo have to create relationships with these guys beyond just the sort of promotional type things. And And then we got to hope that one day some of these networks begin to take soccer a little bit more seriously. Maybe with a 2026 World Cup coming here. You know, everybody will jump on board for that. If somebody said we're having a World Cup meeting today, well, you'll get all the cameras out there. Everybody jumps on board to pander when the Mexican national team comes here. And I say that respectfully, not in a bad way, because Mexico is going to draw 70,000 people. So there's a lot of work to be done. And you know, I sometimes feel a little bit lonely, to be honest with you, because I love the MLS. I love the team that's here. I'm an ex-professional soccer player that played in Houston in high school stadiums. Why would I not want it to succeed? I want it to succeed, but it hurts. I'm telling you, sometimes it really absolutely hurts and it beats you down because we want this to be something bigger. It can be. We can be a Portland here. This nonsense of people won't support soccer in Houston, that's nonsense. But we have to get more authentic, I believe, and authentic comes with competition. And you were going to say something.
I mean, to your point, you know, contrasting how educated the soccer fans are here, you know, they're consuming soccer media, you know, in a world stage. And so, you know, we just need pillars of the media markets or stories to be told that, you know, can bring some of those themes to the local stories, to the local squad, to the Dynamo.
It's true.
There's good stories to tell.
A couple radio shows and a couple podcasts are not going to do it. You know, we have to start somewhere. You know, every week I try to put a good show together for people. And I hope, you know, I consistently put it out. It's my job. I do it in Austin now for the last year and a half because I love the radio industry. But I also love trying to grow the sport. I mean, that's part of it. I wouldn't be doing this if I wasn't having fun either, by the way. But it would be more fun if we could turn this into the soccer city when it comes to the MLS product. It is. And to your point, get more crossover. Plenty of fans of other clubs from around the world would love to have a second team. They would love it to be the Houston Dynamo. I don't think we're going to really, and I don't want to sound negative here, and I don't mind a rebrand, but a hashtag and a rebrand isn't going to get people migrating like lemmings back to the relevancy of the Houston Dynamo. It's going to take a lot more of that. I think it's going to take a lot more transparency and communication. You got a coach now that's a wonderful media guy, wonderful with the media, talks about anything, talks about the game, and you can tell he loves the game. But we need more people who feel it deep in their belly and soul to help promote this and to help get out there and really, really speak with people. You know, nobody expects everything to be perfect, but you have to have people that are capable of getting out in the public, not just standing there, but actually talking about the competitive side of the sport, the competitive part of the Houston Dynamo. You know, like we just talked about the two outside backs. People want to talk about this stuff. They're educated. I learned very early that the Houston soccer market is very, very educated, has educated people. And on another note, the reason I'm at ESPN 97.5, part of the reasoning I wanted to get into radio was so that I could establish relationships once I got into these places. So I have a great relationship with Fred Fowler and AJ, who do the show, the popular Drive Home show before me. I have relationships with everybody. Now, I can't say they all love soccer, but they respect it, and they treat it a little bit differently since I'm there. I don't think there's any question. I think Gal Media has learned that, you know, soccer fans are listeners too, and there's crossover. They may listen to my show, but I guarantee you a lot of my people that listen to this show are listening to other programming on ESPN 97.5. I'm proud to say that we're the station that gives a you-know-what about soccer, and that's because I got sponsors who also care about it too. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, Danish Inspirations, Advantage BMW, Hugh O'Connor's, NB Elite Realty, these people, you know, it all goes together. Everybody needs everybody else, and we have to feel like that, that we've got to reach out and help each other if we really want to make this thing something that it really, really should be in Houston, Texas. So there's my rant. That's not a rant. That's just, it's more fact than anything, I think.
Well, Glenn, I think, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate the conversation.
All right. Thank you very much.
Continued ones.
Okay. Even though I didn't let you converse very much, so I'm sorry about that. Okay, so here's what we got coming up now. Coming up, Tab Ramos, the head coach of the Houston Dynamo. He'll be taking phone calls. You want to get in the queue, do it now, 713-780-3776. My hope is that I ask one question to Tab, and then I hand it over to all of you that are calling in tonight to remind us that you're big Houston Dynamo soccer fans, you're MLS fans, and you want answers. There you go. Pretty simple. When we go to break here, I just want to remind you, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, personal injury attorneys, presenting sponsors of Soccer Matters. John and his firm, you get in an accident, car, boat, motorcycle, you might drive an 18-wheeler, work in a refinery, you might do construction, you call the Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. John and his firm, the Daspit Law Firm, will work for you 24-7 nights and weekends. Get that representation you need with John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. A quick break here, and this break is brought to you by NB Elite Realty. Can you hear them congratulate you?
Out of step, just can't find the time. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
See if the Dynamo can pull off a comeback here. 68th minute. It's a big header that goes right to Minotas. It's caught Colorado a little bit by surprise. Minotas! There it is! You can't take this one away. That's number 51. He goes to number 2 all-time for the Houston Dynamo, Mauro Minotas.
Mauro Minotas, 51 goals, second all-time regular season goals behind Brian Ching. Quick word here for Nebo Bandamich. You remember him with the Houston Hotshots in the Summit. He wants you to invite your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing in his company. He went on to build a real estate investment empire, multi-million dollar portfolio. He wants to teach you how to do the same. Follow him at Nebo Bandovic, N-E-B-A-N-D-O-V-I-C on Instagram. You'll get daily tips, secrets, and more. Nebo Bandovic on Instagram. And with that, we welcome in our guest, Tab Ramos. And before we do, I want to make sure, because there may be some people listening to this show tonight that don't understand the illustrious career Tab had as a player and as a coach up to this point. So I do want to do that quickly. He's played in 3 World Cups for the United States national team. He's a member of the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame, played in Mexico for Tigres, played in Spain with Figueres, and has also spent a decade with the under-20 national team. He was also an assistant to Jurgen Klinsmann at the World Cup. So sometimes we forget, we have to remind people in Houston, because you may not know who we're talking to. Tab, thanks so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you for having me on, Glenn.
Yeah, this is really good. I appreciate you very much taking the phone calls, too, because I think there's a lot to be gained by that tonight. And you know what? You may be in trouble. We might have to have you on every week, because we are getting a lot of people lining up to get on to talk to you. So this ought to be good for everybody involved. So I think without further ado, you want to get after it?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Let's go to our first, yes, Aaron. Let's go to Brian. Brian, you're on with Tab Ramos, the coach of the Houston Dynamo.
Hey, Tab, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Well, my question to you was just regarding some promises. I was going to ask if you have any promises to us long-term fans about the roster changes. You know, we've been through hell pretty much these last couple of years, and we just want to know if there's going to be an overhaul of the roster, if you're even, you know, going to be a large part of that, or, you know, if the roster is going to kind of fit your style. I just want to know something you can promise as long-term fans that gives us a little bit of hope for next season.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question because, as you know, and this happens with a lot of coaches in MLS, they come in and they take over a new team, and automatically, as soon as they look at the team, they're like, normally, well, you know, I like this player, I like this player, I don't like this player, I don't like this player. This player fits, that player doesn't fit. But because of MLS's mechanisms, it's not easy to, let's say, overhaul a roster. You always have to have more, a little bit of a long-term plan. What I can tell you is that I think I came into the franchise. You know, we used sort of the players who have been here for the most part. I think we got a lot out of them. Obviously, I also believe that we're towards the end of a cycle, and you know that cycle may have been the cycle of Albert Elise, who we just lost only a month and a half ago. Obviously, Kyoto, who left. You know, the end of obviously DeMarcus Beasley was last year. You know, Boniek has been here for a long time. Figueroa has been here for a couple years. So there's no question that without singling any one player, we have to start moving on, and we have to start getting younger. We have to start maybe looking into other places within the league where we can get value for some younger players. As we bring younger players, we will get more dynamic. We will get more athletic. We will get a little bit more of that want that I think people in Houston were used to back when there was a championship team. I believe that we need a little bit of a change of culture at this time, and we're going to do the best we can to start making some changes and going towards that.
Brian, thank you for the phone call. Let's keep it moving. Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on with Todd Ramos, the coach of the Houston Dynamo.
Glenn, I was fashionably early. I apologize. How are you doing, Tab? Good evening.
Hey, how are you, Tony?
First off, Tab, my uncle wants to say he remembers you with Tigres, que eres un crack. And this is coming from a Rayados fan. So, yeah.
Okay, I have.
I had a couple of questions.
Yep.
Yeah, no, Monterrey is a great city. I love it. I think, just to let you know, I represent about 700 people, Dynamo Fans for Change. I'm also part of the Surge and the supporters group. I think the vast majority of the fans have the confidence in you and the ability to make things happen, especially with the young guys. And I think it was very unrealistic to make anybody make superstars right off the get-go. So we're super appreciative of you even coming on, taking the job. It's a daunting task, but we definitely think you're the man for it. Unfortunately, I think that we're not so confident in the ownership's ability to help you and support you to make this happen. I know I personally reached out to John Walker after what happened at MLS's back. I think that with more support, I think you can do amazing things, man, and we're excited for you. What I did want to ask was two things. The last two games when we were out of contention for playoffs, competitively there was kind of no point in playing. Understand that you're going to play the full 90 minutes no matter what, that you're going to play the game. But why didn't we play the kids, more specifically Nico and Marcelo? I think it would have been a great time to showcase them, but just asking that.
Yeah, that's a good. First of all, thank you for the kind words. I do feel, you know, I feel appreciative and I feel lucky to be here. I've been saying it all along. You know, Houston is a great city, it has great fans. I feel like I belong here. Like I'm really comfortable here with the people here. Unfortunately, we didn't get the results. And we can talk about, you know, this being fair or unfair because it's not my team. But the fact is, you know, I took the job. And when I took the job, you know, I took the job with the idea that we were going to be a playoff team. And when I look at the way we played, you know, it's not an exaggeration that out of the 9 ties we had, we should have won 7 of those games easily. And if you just took 4 of those games as wins instead of 7, we would have been a playoff team and we would have been towards the top of the table. So having said that, I honestly don't think that we're a top of the table team, but we were a playoff team. And I think the last game that we played against Colorado was sort of a perfect short movie of what our whole season was, where we dominated teams, we created opportunities. We were actually 4th in the league and shots created for 90 minutes. And we can also say, hey, maybe you were fourth in the league in shots created because you were losing some games and you're catching up. But that wasn't the case, because teams like Vancouver and Cincinnati and DC United, they're at the bottom of that league, of that list. And teams like LAFC and Sporting Kansas City are at the top of that list with us. And so we were in a good place, and we generated a lot of opportunities. Unfortunately, the ball didn't go in the goal. And that, obviously, I have to look at things after the games, and I have to look at them and say, okay, well, you know, did the team work at least properly? Did we create opportunities? Did we have chances to win the game? And a lot of those times, the answer was yes. Now, to answer your question about the last two games, because it's a very good one and one that we contemplated deeply with the coaches, so Marcelo and Nico Lemoine are players that we know, and we know that going forward will be important for us. And so what we needed to do in the last two games is give some opportunities to players that maybe we have a little bit of doubt about going into next year. That was the thought. It wasn't because we didn't want to give time to Marcelo or Nico, because we did try to throw them in, but it was more about deciding. So there were some guys that maybe didn't play, that maybe it's a little bit more clear that they would likely not continue. And then there are guys who obviously played who will continue, but there were some guys that didn't play, like Marcelo, maybe like Sam Junkwa didn't get more time, and some of the younger guys like that, because we're sure about them. They will be here moving forward with us, and we wanted to put other guys on the field that we weren't so sure about so we can make some better decisions at the end of the season.
Okay, Brian. Tony, is that okay? Good? Okay, thank you, Tony. Quickly to Chip here, because we're getting up on a hard break, but Chip, you're up.
Hey, Tab, thanks for everything that you're doing for the team. Another member of the Dynamo Fans for Change here. And I got to just say, speaking for a lot of season ticket holders, we're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore, and I think you get it too, Tab, but being a fierce competitor, it's got to piss you off a little bit, too, that we are once again finding our way to the bottom of the table. And I'm just curious, because I know that you always valued possession of the ball as a player and also as a coach for the U-20s, and preached that religiously, that you've got to hold the ball. So it must really frustrate you to see those games that you just referenced that we drew and got a point where we should have gotten a full three, where we give away possession moving from the defensive third into the midfield and give them a three on two or a four on three, resulting in either a tying goal or in some cases a losing goal. So as we look forward in your crystal ball, it seems like we're putting our thumb on a bead of mercury. We fix one area and something else gets broken, and it looks like we've maybe got a number 10. I liked Hansen's resurgence under your new play, but then we kind of fell backwards in the 9 spot. So what do you see going forward in the upcoming year besides getting younger? What areas, if you had to pick the one area right now that you think is our biggest need, what do you see that as? And Glenn, thanks for everything you do for Houston soccer, by the way.
Yeah, so this is a good question, and I want to make sure I address the getting younger situation, because getting younger doesn't mean not winning games. Getting younger doesn't mean we're going to be good 5 years from now. Getting younger is we want to have a better team now with younger guys. That's what that means. I just want to make sure that I make that clear. And, yeah, of course, younger guys may make some mistakes, but I found, coming from the under-20s, that it's not the age necessarily that makes the mistakes. I think this year we turned a lot of balls over just exactly like what you said. At times when we had the ball, we had control of the ball, and for no reason we lost balls across the middle when we had possession and not a whole lot of pressure. And that was disappointing. And that was, for me, it was difficult. It was difficult to watch at times, because obviously I came from the under-20 national team, thinking that, if anything, going into the professional game, there were some things that I could take for granted, like ball possession. If you have the ball, you're not going to lose it. And when I, the U-20 players I coach, obviously I was fortunate enough that I picked the best ones in the country. And so we normally didn't lose possession of the ball. And I could take that for granted, that a player could receive the ball in the middle of the field and turn and not lose the ball. And we had difficulty with that here. And that was a little bit of a surprise to me. But, you know, I think as the season went on, we started to find out more about the team, and I have a pretty good idea in terms of what we need to get better. But again, going younger is by no means throwing the towel, because I know where I am and what I need to do, and I'm here to win. And I don't want to win 5 years from now, because 5 years from now I won't have a job. So I'm trying to get younger, get more dynamics, but I'm trying to get better results right away.
All right, Tab, we're up on a hard break. Thank you for that, Chip. And Tab, thanks. Let's take a quick break here. We'll hold you over during the commercial break. We'll take more phone calls. I think we have Dorian and Ray in line. Again, the number to call in is 713-780-3776. Great stuff going on here with Tab Ramos and the Dynamo fan base here. Some great interaction. Let's keep it rolling. This show, again, is brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They're the presenting sponsors. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. You get in an accident, car, boat, motorcycle, you need representation, you need John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. 713-322-HURT. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. They'll work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. DaspitLaw.com here in Houston, 713-322-HURT, bilingual. And in Austin, it's DaspitLawAustin.com. More with the Dynamo head coach, Tom Ramos, coming up. Now we can all get a piece of it. Peace never be seen.
ESPN 97.5.